a more of a lopsided one, in your opinion?
I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, you got them to believe in the things that we needed to do, and even at halftime, to get them to believe in the, hey, get us to the fourth, get this thing to the fourth quarter. That's where we've got to be at our best, and that's what we trained for. And, you know, and I give them the credit. They did it. They got us to the fourth quarter, and then you know, we couldn't get it done. You know, we let them down a little bit, and, you know, maybe some situations I need to be more aggressive, and then some other situations we need to take advantage of some opportunities that we have, just based on what kind of game it's going to be and what we're going to have to do to win the game. And, you know, so maybe I start to look at myself to say, you know, some of these decisions that, you know, maybe could have or should have gone the other direction.
Jeff.
Luke, in a game like this, special teams and field position can be critical. I'm not trying to pin this on Atticus, but those two punts, does he have to do a better job to not give a short field to Ohio State?
Well, we got to do a better job, too. I mean, even the stop there in the second half defensively that we got, they still moved the ball and were able to put it in a position where they downed it to, I think, 2 or 3 times on the 6-yard line. And that, you know, with the defense they got and, you know, where we were and everything, I just to put ourselves in that situation, that's tough. And then to not be able to, you know, drive it out of there and find a way to, you know, kind of flip the field on us. And I said, you know, the games that we've, you know, won, we've dominated and really kind of won the special teams battle. And in the games we haven't, it's been either equal, neutralized, or, you know, even in some situations, the field position battle has been won by them because of, you know, the way they've punted the football and the way we haven't.
Coach, as far as can you give us, one, an update on Braylon, and two, did his injury affect maybe your thinking at the end of the first half in terms of maybe going for it on fourth down or no?
No, I don't have an update. And no, I mean, I didn't even know, that, to be honest with you, whether he was, you know, down for, you know, a while, or would he be able to get back up and play the next play. No, we had kind of made the decision, or I had made the decision in my head, that we needed to get points. You know, I put us in a bad situation, didn't call a timeout, and then we ended up with a field goal we probably shouldn't, you know, don't want to attempt at 54 yards, you know, and so just the way and you know, be able to move the ball, especially there at the end of the half, we had to get points, we had to get positive momentum going into the halftime, especially us getting the football. So no, it wouldn't have changed my mind, but I think those are the plays that in order to beat a team like that, you got to capitalize on in those situations, and we just weren't able to do it.
Luke, what did you see in terms of growth from, you know, week one start from Braden and now second week starting against a really good defense?
Well, I think you got to go back and really watch. I mean, the things that I saw last week, I saw again a poise and some things. But yeah, we'll have to go and see. I mean, you know, we got to have guys step up. And when things happen, we keep trying to tell, you know, we got to make everybody around us better. And if that means that, you know, if Braylon's down, that means somebody else has got to step up. It's not just all on the falls on the shoulders of the quarterback, you know. And, you know, so I think he had to manage a lot more things tonight with some injuries.
Jeff.